Ciao! Kumusta tayo? Hey everyone, my name is Gail Arañego and I am your host for this podcast. Ciao! Kumusta tayo? As we are all adapting to the impact of this pandemic, I realize the healing power of this simple word, kumusta. I believe there is magic in the spirit of collectivity. There is a strong connection in tayo. Hindi ako, hindi ikaw, hindi sila, tayo. Because you know what? We've got this. So join me as we dive into more kamustahan, exploring how words can heal, encourage, and bring sunshine to each other's lives. Love and light, Carissimi miei. Hey everyone, I'm Gail Arañego and this is Ciao Kumusta Tayo, the podcast season 2. Christmas is just around the corner and most of us are still busy doing the last minute shopping for gifts and the preparation for Noche Buena. Some are writing their cards for Christmas greetings. I'm just one of them. Personally guys, it's one of the things I love about gifts. Reading the words encapsulated in those tiny envelopes where I can find words that give me the warmth of this season. I just love letters. Anyway, we all have our own family traditions in this special season. I think with or without the pandemic, Christmas is still the season of warmth, of hope, of faith, and most of all, love. We are sharing this in our own special ways. Is it time for the family? A much detailed and keen on effort kind of gift. A long written letter. Visiting relatives, Christmas carols, decorating the entire home for Christmas. Attending Simbang Gabi. And the list can go on and on. In the pod episode of the day, I want to highlight this season with the messages of the special people I asked them to share with me their biggest blessings this year. I know this pandemic made our path rough. I'm not here to sugarcoat it, but I think our blessings are way, way bigger than our burdens. So, what are their biggest blessings this year? Let's dive into it. This first audio is shared by Emmaline de la Cruz. She's currently residing in United Arab Emirates, the most sporty and adventurous physical therapist, a dear cousin of mine. Let's listen to her biggest blessings this year.
My biggest blessing this year was waking up every morning, doing my responsibilities with a healthy mind and body, despite of what's happening around us.
Waking up every morning physically and mentally fit to show up 100% for the job, for the task, for everything is indeed a biggest blessing, especially in this period of the pandemic. Thank you so much, Ate Ems, for sharing this with us today. And I also want to extend the warmth of this holiday season with all of our frontliners out there. We are so, so grateful for all of your sacrifices and service all through this time. Maraming maraming salamat sa yakap. The next audio is from my best friend, Doreen Joy, a loving wife and a mother. She's from San Pablo City and I'm so grateful she made this effort to send me this audio. Thank you so much, Ate Den. You know it. So, let's listen to her biggest blessing this year.
What is my biggest blessing this year? Sa totoo lang, hindi siya for this year lang. Forever grateful at blessed ako sa pagkakaroon ng pamilyang handang tumulong at sumuporta sa akin, sa amin ng asawa at anak ko. Tuwing may problema ako, lagi silang andyan para dumamay. Kahit nga hindi ako magsabi, nararamdaman na nila yun. Family instinct siguro. Kaya nagpapasalamat talaga ako na sila ang naging magulang at mga kapatid ko. Bilang sukli, mamahalin ko sila at susuportahan sa abot ng aking makakaya.
The love of a family is indeed one of life's biggest blessing. It means being a part of something so wonderful. It means you will love and be loved for the rest of your life. Family is not only defined by blood, but also those who share commitment and love. Those whom you can count on, always present not only in the good times, but also in those not so good times. Really, the most precious gift. And in Christmas, family is one of the best part of it. Thank you again, Ate Den, for sharing your biggest blessing with us. Our next audio is from my sister in Christ, a loving partner of a brother of mine, and a dedicated mother of her little M. Lauren, no other than Jen Garcia. Let's listen to her biggest blessings this year.
Our biggest blessing for the year of 2021, first, health ng bawat isa sa amin, ng bawat membro ng pamilya namin na amid this pandemic, walang grabing nagkasakit sa amin, walang na-hospitalize sa amin. Pangalawa, yung masubaybayan namin buong taon, yung paglaki ni Ineng, yung one first year ni Ineng, masubaybayan namin yung little growth niya from small movements hanggang sa paglilikot niya hanggang ngayon, nang nasusubaybayan namin siya ng hands-on talaga kami ni Daryl. Pangatlo is yung maiuwi ko si Ineng at makita ni Mama yung unang apo niya. Makauwi kami ng maayos, ng ligtas. Dahil rin nga sa pandemya, ang hirap umuwi. And yung maiuwi ko siya nang wala kaming naging problema along the way hanggang sa makauwi kami dito. Biggest blessing talaga yun sa aming pamilya. Pangatlo is yung continuous growth namin ni Daryl as a family, sa relationship, as a father, and as a mother.
We've been dealing with this pandemic for 2 years now, and there's so many ups and downs, so many adjustments and adaptation we need to extend as we deal with its existence. And with that being said, our health is really one of the biggest blessings we can have in this situation. We can show up for our family, for our work, or simply just by being able to breathe without difficulties is already something. We also had to adapt to the situation wherein we have to stay mostly at home. And in Jen's sharing for today, one of the silver lining in that is being able to be present in the whole process of her daughter's growth. The first step, the first word, the first of all, the first. Witnessing and experiencing all that is something to be grateful for indeed. A family, as I've mentioned, is one of the best part of Christmas. And this year, as she and Daryl and their Lauren continue their journey as a family, growing together, hand in hand, creating special moments is something to treasure and to keep. A great blessing indeed. Thanks again, Sis Jen, for sharing this message with us in the pod today. My last audio for today is from my favorite ate, now Mrs. Lai Estrella. Though she will always be my ate next. One of my fondest memory of my childhood is spending Christmas with them. Those sleepovers, Tikoy, Lola Helen, and madaming bayabas. Sweet, precious memories. She's a wonderful wife and a mother of Leah. Ate Nick, thank you so much for squeezing this audio with your hectic schedule. I'm truly, truly grateful. And so, my dearest, let's listen to her biggest blessings this year.
What is your biggest blessing this year? I receive a chat from someone I dearly love, and I often respond on her request. So, hello, Gail. Congratulations on your podcast. Thank you for touching the souls of others through this new technology. in my biggest blessing this year, actually, every second that we've read is a blessing from God. Every day that we wake up safe and healthy is a great blessing from God. And this pandemic teaches us to value our health. Yeah. It's not just that we value our loved ones' health through following the safety protocols, but it's the thing that we follow that government rules because we care and we love for others to keep safe too. And this year, I'm a work from home setup, so I love this setup too. Working from home is not just you are allowed to FedEx. And actually, mas mahaba pa nga yung working hours ko when nasa bahay. And I make sure that I'm doing the best for the company who supports us financially and at the same time, nagpapaaral din sa akin. And yes, I am taking my MBA degree in LaSalle and ongoing ako sa thesis and konti kembot na lang makakatapos na. So bottom line, I need to pay back to the company and us and being true to ourselves also. Hindi yung we are working sincerely even our boss didn't see us. So another thing is I love this setup because I see my daughter and my hubby every day. So that simple short breaks, that taking Leah to the bath or giving her food or beside her during her afternoon nap is the most rewarding as a parent because we perform our duty as being a mother and at the same time we are earning. And I also blessed for having a loving husband. Some may says that he is not worthy for not having a corporate job, but he loved us. He gave up all those things to make sure that she take care of my daughter during those times that I'm working in the office and supports my studies as well. So in summary, beyond all things is to thank God. We should have three things in life, that is the faith, hope, and love. And the most important thing is love, that is our superpower to eliminate all the hatred and bring peace to our daily life. And if you have love in your heart, so every day is Christmas. You will not see bad things to others, and you will not appreciate. You will appreciate all the things you have, and content to eat. So hopefully, love instill in everyone's heart. So every day is a Christmas because Christ is love.
Many nuggets of wisdom, so many takeaways. I love it when Ate talk about following the government protocols. In Italy, right at this moment, we are having more than 40,000 cases again. And when she said that by following the protocols of the government, we are not only keeping ourselves safe, but we are also extending our care for the others too. So, so powerful. I mean, we may not know the exact time when this pandemic will end, and being responsible for us and others, I believe it will also help us to deal with this situation. There is a power in collectivity, and I think if we are responsible and sensible to hold ourselves accountable, to follow the protocols, you know, we'll never lose hope. I also like how Ate tackle about work ethics. Na just because one is working from home, eh, basta-basta na lang ang work. She mentioned that giving back to the company or to whatever job you are doing means maintaining the work ethic. Hearing their sharings, their stories, their blessings, I can really hear the language of gratitude they are all using. Highlighting the small, essential things. I also love it when Ate said that Christ is love. such an impact. Through Christmas, we know that Jesus' birth is the beginning of great things. It's really a festival of joy, of peace, and happiness. She said that love is our superpower. And with it in our heart, every day is Christmas. And that being said, for those of us who do not get to be with our friends or family this Christmas, remember that we may be out of sight, but not out of mind. And more importantly, not out of heart. The beauty of Christmas is that it comes every year and we always have that hope that we will be reunited for the next one. If not, sooner. My dears, may your 2021 Christmas be full of love, of hope, of peace, and magic. And may your heart on December 26th be full of brand new memories to keep and to treasure. Merry, Merry Christmas, everyone. I'll catch you on the next episode. Once again, a massive thank you to Ate Emmaline de la Cruz, Ate Doreen Joy, Sis Jen Garcia, and my Ate Life for sharing your blessings with us. Maraming maraming salamat sa yakap. Really, I'm so, so grateful for your effort, your time to extend this audio with me. I know that this period is really busy. Busy. And I'm really, really so grateful. Thank you so, so much again. And for you, my dearest, really, may we all have a meaningful and full of blessings Christmas, everyone. And hey, once again, wear your mask, keep safe, and I'm praying for you. Love and light, as always. Karisimimiei. Merry, Merry Christmas!